In September 1939, the German Reich and Soviet Union invaded Poland, launching the Second World War. The invasion led to staggering loss of life. Throughout the war, nearly 6 million Polish citizens, 3 million of them Jews, perished. In occupied Poland, the Germans introduced capital punishment for every form of assistance to the Jewish population.
Romualda Niecieślik and her husband Felix Ciesielski were resettled from Bydgoszcz to Krakow. Once there, they were housed in one of the apartments in Krakow's Kazimierz district, a neighborhood where the Jewish community had lived for centuries. In light of the registrations of Jews conducted at the behest of the Germans between 8th and 24th November and from 25th November to 31st November, 1939, in Krakow and the municipalities adjacent to the city, including Borek Fałęcki, Skawina and Prokocim, was inhabited by over 68,000 Jews. Almost 28% of them were children under the age of 16. Most of them lived in Kazimierz. The structure of this community was changed by the forced resettlement of Jewish residents beyond the city, carried out by Germans in the second half of 1940 and early 1941. Krakow, as the headquarters of the general government, was to become a Jew-free city. According to the Holocaust researcher Raul Hilberg, some 43,000 people were displaced in the transports. In my opinion, this figure appears to be a bit underestimated. Officially, 11,000 Jews were initially sent to Krakow Ghetto. Therefore, assuming that there were 65,000 of them in their city in 1940, about 50,000 of them were transported out of Krakow. They ended up in villages near Krakow as well as towns in other areas. In addition to housing, the Ciesielskis also received one of the Jewish companies to manage. It was a store. Although they had no say in the matter, they sympathized with the Jews and decided that they would be everything possible to help them. They were driven by humanitarian considerations and expected nothing in return. Their actions were driven mostly by Romualda. She, among other things, distributed food and clothing to those in most dire need. After the establishment of the ghetto in the Podgórze area, she assisted with escapes, organized false documents, and together with her husband, hid the escapees in their home and in the store. Felix Ciesielski knew about his wife's activities and was also involved in them. The Ciesielskis offered refuge to, among others, Edmund Fischler and his wife Leonora and the Horvitz family of four. It was at Romualda's instigation that Zofia, the daughter of the Horvitz family, was placed in a convent and hid there under a false identity. Probably as a result of a denunciation to the German authorities, the Ciesielskis were arrested by the Gestapo in the summer of 1942. Romualda Ciesielska was first imprisoned in a Montelupi prison, where she remained until December 1942, during which time the investigation into her actions was conducted. During its course, she was interrogated, beaten and tortured. On 16 December 1942, she was deported to Auschwitz, where she received the camp number 27184. At Auschwitz, she was subjected to experimental pseudo-medical tests. In the camp, she continued her activities, including aiding Jews prisoners. In 1943, she was appointed to take care of the children's block 16A. Thanks to her efforts, many children were saved. Among other things, Romualda hid children's clothes in the selection, organized additional rations, and forged birth certificates. She stayed in Auschwitz until she escaped from evacuation transports in Jawiszowice in January 1945. Felix Ciesielski was also taken to Auschwitz. It happened a day earlier on 15 December 1942. It is likely that he also arrived at the camp in transport from the Montelupi prison. Then, after some time, he was transported to the Mauthausen concentration camp, where he was murdered on 18th March 1945. On 2nd of March 1967, Romualda was awarded the title of Righteous Among the Nations during her lifetime, and Felix posthumously. They were among the first to ever receive this honor. Romualda traveled to Jerusalem, received a medal, and planted an olive tree in the Garden of the Righteous. The example of the Ciesielski couple shows that the repressions used by the occupiers while helping the Jewish populations varied. Historians estimate that during the Second World War, Poles rescued tens of thousands of their fellow citizens of Jewish origin. The German occupiers killed about 1,000 Polish rescuers. Thank you.